Welcome to Let's Locums, the podcast hosted by Drs. Mark and Allison Royer, ENT surgeons and the founders of SpecialtyLocums.com. Join us as we explore the world of locum tenens to help you navigate the options for a flexible and rewarding medical career.
Welcome to Let's Locums. This is Mark Royer. I'm an ear, nose, and throat surgeon and work at SpecialtyLocums.com, providing surgery subspecialty docs for various assignments throughout the country. I'm here with my amazing wife and partner and CEO of our company, SpecialtyLocums.com, Allison Royer.
Hello.
We are ear, nose, and throat surgeons, and we're heavily involved in the locums world. And I think that combination makes us unique among most of our peers. But I'm curious, from your perspective, Allie, what else do you think makes us unique, or how do you describe who we are and what we do when you meet others who may be interested?
First of all, I think what makes us unique socially is that we're married ENT surgeons. So married surgeons in the same small subspecialty, sharing life and business and family and all of it together. So I think we have a unique perspective because we have this constant source of kind of bouncing things off of somebody who has the same medical training, which is unique and fun and keeps things interesting. And then I think we're unique because we've really been able to see the locums industry from three different perspectives. From the perspective of practicing physicians who are using locums as coverage for their patients. From the perspective of working locums and doing different types of locum shifts. And then from the perspective of owning a locums company. And so we have all three of those perspectives to share.
That's pretty much it. Those are the three ways to look at it, I think. And so, you know, we were hospital employed when we first got out, and we were the only two in the practice. We started the practice, and we very soon were excited to welcome our now 9-year-old.
Yes.
And realized that, okay, we're going to need some help when we take maternity leave and paternity leave. That was my first exposure to locums, really. Yes. I don't think I was tracking it before that. How about for you?
I think absolutely. You know, you had heard mutterings among maybe a resident of a, you know, in a different specialty of like, oh, they're going to work locums before they take their first job, that sort of thing, but didn't really know about or understand the process, the industry, or the details in that.
So we had used a number of locums while we were there. Then we finished up our contract there and decided we wanted to start our own medical practice, and we're kind of working some locums in the interim. That was an experience. Did you enjoy that time in our lives?
I enjoy what the transition brought us to later, right. But I don't know that in the moment. It was very difficult to be on the road, having a couple of small children with us, and then also being pregnant and covering these calls and building this company, making these relationships. It was a busy and stressful time.
Yeah, I think that one thing that we'll talk about later, I'm sure, is finding the right locums position, kind of tips for that, finding when it works well for you from a work-life balance standpoint. Maybe two little ones in tow and very pregnant at the time is probably not the best time to start our locums journey, but we did it. And like you said, we had a lot of positive things that came from that. And I think it gave us a really solid perspective for when we were able to transition into what we're ultimately doing now, which is owning a locums company. Tell us about SpecialtyLocums.com, of which you started and are the CEO of, and kind of how that started originally from an ENT standpoint.
Yes. So it started as ENT Surgery Solutions. Our goal was to provide high quality ENT surgical medical staffing for physician practices and hospitals in need.
And these days, what are we doing with SpecialtyLocums.com?
As our reach has grown to multiple sites in different states and many physicians involved in the business, we have decided to branch out into covering other surgical specialties as well, specifically vascular surgery and orthopedic surgery and anesthesia.
Excellent. So yeah, we interact with docs all the time. We still practice clinically.
We do.
We do have a private practice, but we also will help out at different sites if they're in our kind of region, if we have docs that are not able to cover their shifts or they have maternity leaves. We have a lot of military docs. Sometimes they'll get deployed. We still try to stay involved very clinically, although we've noticed more and more of our time has been spent on our company, which I actually enjoy. I kind of like the entrepreneur side. Do you wish we were doing a little bit more clinically these days, or are you happy with where we are?
I love our current balance. You know, in the past, we've worked call coverage locums jobs that have taken us out of town. We aren't actively working any of those at the moment. So all of our work is based around our home. in terms of working within a couple of hours if we're covering shifts. And so I think that's a nice balance for where our family's at currently, the ages of the kids and the childcare requirements. And I think we found a great balance.
And I feel like when we first started leaving the traditional employed model and we're doing more locums, that we used our downtime to really travel a lot, right? I mean, we were going all over the country and all over the world with our kids. We still do that a little bit, but I feel like a lot more of our free time now, as the kids have transitioned into elementary school and higher grades, that a lot of our time is spent more focusing on giving back to the school, the community, their activities. For example, Girl Scouts is coming up here pretty soon, right? Yes. Is that next?
It's almost cookie season.
So you've coached their soccer, lead the Girl Scouts, which That's I certainly right. admire. And I know the girls really appreciate.
Yes. I feel like we're fortunate because we've been able to carve out this path through using locums. And I think why we're so positive about it and want to kind of spread the message and spread the word of what's available and what's out there is because for us, it's allowed us to really be present and participate during these young years of our children's lives, but also feel fully like ENT surgeons who have patients and provide care and do surgeries and get to do the career we've trained to do.
I completely agree. I feel like we're in a really good spot. We figured out what works well for our family. I did try to take us abroad for a little while, thinking, oh, we have this flexible schedule. And we took our first grader out of school, got it approved with the teachers, do like a little homeschool thing or a remote learning thing. And we were over in Europe and she started making friends with fruit. So, literally would not let us eat our pineapple we picked up at a Chelsea yeah. fruit market. And then that's when I was like, you know what? This is probably isn't the best for kids. We should just settle in to their situation, let them do their schooling, support them however we can. And then we'll travel during school breaks.
That's right. And we traveled, the two of us, while they're in school. So
it's a good time to be gone.
Yeah. We've made that work as well. So yeah. So we take full advantage of the social media cliche. If you work locums, you get to travel a lot kind of presence. We have fully bought into that and have been doing that for years. And that's another benefit. In addition to being present for school activities and extracurriculars, you're also able to have that downtime that's carved out to travel beyond a standard 4 to 6 weeks of PTO.
So this podcast was something that I've been talking about for a little while. And you agreed to do it, which I'm so appreciative of. More importantly, you agreed to sign the PO for the podcasting equipment. I know kind of what I'm hoping to do with topics to cover. What are you hoping that we can convey or discuss?
I think for me, it's, you know, we get a lot of physicians who reach out to us who are interested in working locums. And I think there's so much commonality in terms of what people are looking for, which is to be able to use the training they've done to take great care of patients, but also to find a way to work that's more flexible than the traditional path. And I think that we've managed to do that. And it wasn't necessarily easy, but we have managed to do that. And so I'm hoping there are things we can share that can help others do that as well. Because you read the articles about burnout and physician mental health. And so I think there are ways to be a physician and take pride in your practice, but also not feel completely constricted by the traditional working model.
Yeah, that's great. And I think we're on the same page with our goals here, because I do think that we have learned a lot, some through the hard way, some we've kind of gotten lucky with, but I hope that we're able to give some tips and advice and guidance on how to really figure out maybe an alternative way to practice than what we may feel is the only option. And it's not. There's lots of great ways to be able to do what you love, but also maintain your quality of life in the interim.
I think most people go into medicine because they want to help others and they want to take great care of people. And I think there are ways to do that that are not traditional, but are very meaningful.
Awesome. Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for listening.
We're locums.
You have been listening to Let's Locums, a podcast brought to you by SpecialtyLocums.com and hosted by Drs. Mark and Allison Royer. SpecialtyLocums.com is a physician-run locum tenens company dedicated to providing the best docs the best jobs at the best sites. Join us every week as we discuss tips on utilizing locum tenens as part of your professional journey.